Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, I'm delighted to be joined now by two of the greatest flautists in the world, Sir James Galway, the man with the golden flute, and Lady Jean Galway. Guys, you're both very welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Sir James, we all know the Met Gala, the Met Ball. It's the highlight of the fashion and social year in New York. We all see the dresses and everything. And in a very unlikely turn of events, you ended up playing at the Met Gala last Sunday with four-time Grammy winner Lizzo. Can you tell us first, how did you get to know Lizzo?
Well, I was contacted by the Mancinis to take part in celebrating Henry Mancini's 100th birthday. And they wanted Lizzo to do it as well. But she wouldn't do it unless I could do the show with her. That is the fashion show.
But I think you were contacted by the office quite a while ago.
Yes, I was.
And that you were contacted again at Christmas to send her a greeting.
Yeah, I sent her a greeting. And she
yes, you sent her a Christmas greeting.
She burst out in tears.
She was absolutely overcome. And Lizzo says, basically, James, that you are her idol, which must be very gratifying.
Yeah, it is.
And of course, look, we all grew up with your music and Lizzo clearly as well. I believe her album, your album, The Man with the Golden Flute, was a huge influence on Lizzo when she was a kid.
Yes, those albums have been a big success with all the young flute players coming up. They all refer to that and they all play those tunes.
God, it's very gratifying, isn't it, to have like Lizzo's probably not even the next generation, a generation after that, and they still, you are still the master to all of them. And I was looking at backstage footage, Jean, and Lizzo seemed actually kind of overcome with nerves at being there with James and meeting James just before they did the gig at the Met Ball.
Oh, yes. Well, first thing that I think was very special was we go to rehearsal on Saturday night at the Met. And, you know, as a musician, the best parts of these gigs are the rehearsals. And so we're at the Met at 11 o'clock and we see the whole setup for the whole evening that we were told about. And in comes Lizzo and they bring her over to us. And she was just with her hands on her face and getting very emotional. And she leans down on the floor to my husband and says, "It is such an honor." And then she starts saying, I'm so nervous. And we're laughing. And my husband always has those famous words, "What for?" And then on the QT, I was telling her how well she played, which is amazing because the beginning of this flight of the bumblebee, as everyone knows, is pretty swift and fast, isn't it,
yes,
Sir James?
Sure.
And it goes, and she nailed it right away. And I don't know how someone like this who is doing shows nonstop, if you've seen her touring, all that energy, even would have time to play the flute. She has a really, really great foundation in playing. Don't you agree?
I agree. Yes, absolutely.
Now, James, it's fair to say she didn't nail it straight away. I did notice in that footage that she was having a little bit of difficulty with one bit and you were giving her a little bit of a lesson there on the spot. You gave her a couple of tips and I think she said, "And that's why you're James Galway and that's why I'm not."
Oh, that was in the rehearsal
for
the Mancini piece. Yeah, that was. But you have to remember, this woman was rehearsing till 2 o'clock in the morning for her shows, and then the gate was the next day. Yeah, it was very funny. Actually, it was that was their pre-recording rehearsal, and you didn't even see all of that. It was those moments. You know, those moments you never forget working with another artist, and the laughter and the camaraderie. And she wanted to try. We wanted to bring one of our flutes, and that was one of the questions if she could play it. And then Sir James brought her this book that she learned from The Man with the Golden Flute. And she got very emotional
when
we gave it to her, and he signed it to her. It was quite special. But boy, the recording session was great.
Yeah, it was.
For the actual performance itself, Sir James, you were sitting on a throne. Is that part of your standard list of demands now as the king of flutes?
Yeah, it's 14 karat gold. There's several tons. No, that was the plan. That was part of the show.
What we asked was that to make it more intimate, because of the setting of the stage, you have to, as you saw in the footage there, there's the Temple of Dundur, and it's beautifully lit up, and they thought it would be nice. Sir James thought, oh, why don't we sit? And Lizzo said, oh, I want to sit with him. So they sent us, because they're so professional, this organization. Yeah. It's organized by Vogue. And
it's amazing.
Fantastic. I mean, designers and stage, it was just one of the highest level productions we've ever done. And and they sent us all these pictures of chairs. I had to keep showing my husband pictures of chairs. And then Lizzo saw it and she says, oh, no, we're going to get two thrones. And so when we arrived at the rehearsal, they said, Sir James, could you just have a look at this throne and see if you like it?
Yeah. And
and then they said, and don't worry, we're going to dye the fabric behind you. I mean, it was such a professional. It was the theme was the queen of the night, and the ceiling of the Met there was all blue with silver stars, and all the girls playing the flute that were milling around playing the beginning of the magic flute were all in these beautiful veils with sequins and black and navy blue. It was absolutely spectacular.
And Lady Jean, the Met Ball is of course the hot ticket of the year, and all eyes on what people are wearing. Did you both have to scramble fast to find something to wear?
Yeah, they would have done anything. And Sir James did have his own private dresser. We had two minders looking after us downstairs. We had, well, more than two, really. We had everyone there. They, like I said, they're so professional. There were more emails coming through for this constantly every day. And the difficulty was the choice of music, because that went back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
And up until a few days before the performance, we didn't really know what the arrangement was or the piece. But we, at 9 o'clock at night, you know, we got the team back together, and Lizzo was on tour, and she had sent a text message with her singing how she thought she would like it to go. And Sir James took it from there, and then it changed again, that they weren't going to switch parts, but Sir James was going to play all the chromatics and Lizzo would accompany. And she was laughing too, because she would say, oh, yes, I know you landed with the difficult part. I've only got this part. And the laughter in the first rehearsal on the stage was just, it was magnetic. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, she is a fantastic superstar. It must be great, is it, for the flute, that someone like Lizzo, who's so popular with the young kids and everything, has championed it? Because I suppose the flute can tend to be underrated at times, can't it?
Yes. And I think that I think it's fantastic. Yes. And the fact that also she plays really well classically. But what she really showed, I think, this time in her tweets and her articles was she was saying, I really worked hard when I was young. And this is what I did. And then my dad saw this was serious. So then I went to this teacher. She was talking more about her journey. And I think what's really important for anyone pursuing any career is that they have to learn there is a journey involved. And someone like Lizzo doesn't just appear on stage. And sometimes I think that that's even in our working with students, they don't always get this. They think that if they're going to win this, they're going to have it's magically everything is going to work in their career. And as we all know, you know, it's step by step.
Yeah. But I suppose that is the era we live in, where people expect instant fame and instant everything. James, before we go, did I read somewhere when I was reading around a bit about you that was your first ever instrument actually the mouth organ?
Well, there was mouth organs and tin whistles.
Yeah.
So I couldn't say which one was first.
And then how did the flute come into things?
Well, I started playing the violin, and then the violin was consumed by several thousand Irish woodworms.
Okay.
Sort of fell to pieces, and I took up the flute because my dad was in one of these big flute bands, and he had a really good flute. So I started playing the flute, and that the rest is history.
Yeah. God, isn't it funny how necessity, a simple necessity, can become something that becomes so defining in your life then? Well, listen, wonderful to talk to you both. And thank you so much for talking to us, Sir James and Lady Jean Galway.
Thank you. Thank you.
All the best.
Thanks. Yeah,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye, James.
Email brendan@rte.ie.